Thursday night, Vov Adar Aleph, Ozayin Adar Aleph, Chodesh HaLevavos, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We'll start with Daf Kuf Pei Beis. On the bottom of Kuf Pei Beis, where, although the Torah talks about, the Torah and Pesukim and Novi talk about Kavod, and it's seemingly they're talking about it's a desirable thing, Hashem will give you Kavod. Hashem promises Shlomo HaMelech will have Kavod. So he says, that's a reward from Hashem, but it's not the goal of a person. The goal of a person should not be that. Avol HaChasidim, the last four lines on page Kuf Pei Beis, Ein Matarosim B'Maaseihem L'Shum Dover Mehem, but that's not their goal. That's not what they're doing it for. That's not their motivation. V'Hashem Yisroman V'Yishader Ma'anik Mehem L'Misha Yirtzeh. He gives kavod to who he decides to. Me'an Shem Yishmato, to people that listen to him. Then he says a very remarkable statement. You see, almost as if he wants to prove, almost, that it's not, kavod is not necessarily a good thing. B'shalo, I don't know if that's what he means. He says, B'shalo me'an shem yishmato. You know, he just throws that in there, just throws in a curveball. Sometimes Hashem will give kavod to people who don't deserve it, who are not listening to Hashem. We don't know why Hashem gives people kavod. He has his cheshbonos, why some people get kavod, why some people don't get kavod, why Rodney Dangerfield doesn't get any kavod. That's right. He has his cheshbonos. But it's not something that we look forward to as a goal. You're not supposed to. This is like the hardest thing in the world. I mean, the desire for kavod and recognition and appreciation is, I would call it universal, just about universal. But we're talking about, you know, we're trying, as I said, the Chagavavas talks in extremes because he gives us a goal to shoot for. What do you mean by private kavod?
Small group in a family. Private setting,
no, the Chavir Lovos would not differentiate. He wants a person, again, we're talking the ideal. The ideal is that Hashem appreciate. You did it because Hashem wants you to do it. That's all. Anything, even if you do something, even if you want to, again, you know, you're dealing with the Sionis, you're dealing with, sometimes someone will be told to do something publicly so that he should be a role model. Stalker, right? It's famous. We announce givers of stalker. First of all, again, their goal shouldn't be kavod, but we should want to give them kavod as a way of saying thank you. And also, we all have an ulterior motive that other people are going to want their kavod too. They're going to give money also. The Chahena, and you know, what should a person do then? If he wants to live the Chavis HaLavos' ideal, should he automatically... So first of all, there are people, you know, yeshivas want to make dinners. The hardest part of a dinner, any yeshiva will tell you, is to find the person that's willing to be on it. Not because he doesn't want to cover, by the way. It's because the minute you're on it, you then have to sit on the phone for the next 3 months, and you have to call up all your friends and anybody that you ever went to their parlor meeting, and you have to, and no one wants to do that. That's why everybody turns it down. When you open a newspaper, you see the ads for all the dinners of all these organizations. Like, forget, they have like six honorees. Keser Torah Award, Keser Shem Tov Award, Uncle of the Year, Cousin of the Year. So how do I get all these people to be maskim? I don't know. Anyway, but if someone's faced with that situation and he wants to live the Chavis Halvavus is ideal, so again, it's very simple. The solution is very simple. The solution is, I'm going to do it publicly to be a role model because that's what Hashem wants. Not because I'm getting the cover and I feel good and people are honoring me, but because Hashem wants me to be a role model. If that's true, now that's a tremendous nisayon, because you have the kavod that feels great, right? Again, we're talking about certain, the purity of Yichud HaMaisa, and but it is like, if it's true that you'll be a role model, then it's something you should do publicly. And you do it, that's all, and you do it. I'm doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants me to do this publicly so that other people should be jealous of me or learn from me or what have you. Yeah.
Getting public in public is not necessarily the best thing unless you have certain other qualities that people look up to anyway.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's talking in the negative, and you're fighting the Yetzer Hara. And he's telling you now what to tell the Yetzer Hara. That's on the list, the bottom line of Kuf Pei Beis, the Toshiv Lo Od. And tell the Yetzer Hara, you're responding to the universal desire for Kavod, and you're telling the Yetzer Hara, who's trying to get you to, you know, really get into it, Uma'erech Ha'olam, what's the point of Kavod? Afilu Yeh Zichri Melo'o, even if the whole world will have heard of me, you have your 15 minutes of fame, Marshall McLuhan, you have your 15 minutes of fame in the whole world. What's her name? Susan Boyle. She got her, she built it up into more than 15 minutes. You don't know Susan Boyle. She became a trillionaire. Okay. You get your 15 minutes of fame. You know, Ted Williams, you know, everybody nowadays, they discover someone who has some gift. And immediately millions of people know about it. Millions. You put it on YouTube. But you say, you know, let's say the whole world knows about it. But how long am I going to live for? So I'll have 15 minutes. Right? For 15 minutes, I'll have COVID for the whole world. The whole world, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, but then it's over. It's over in a year. It's over. Ted Williams, it's over in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, it's over. You have a 2 week window. They found the guy, a bum on the street, collecting money, dirty. Divorced, drugs, low life, shebe low life. There's a thing called a radio voice.
What?
A radio voice.
Okay.
A person with a radio voice can earn millions and millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars, just by saying, "We'll be right back after these words." That's all you have to say. But if you have the radio, it's called a radio voice. Every station is looking for a radio voice. I don't know how it happened. This reporter stopped in the street to give the guy, he was like collecting money. And he talked to him, and the guy had an unbelievable voice. The guy had like a one in a million voice for radio. So they took him, and they gave him a haircut and a shave, and gave him a bath, and they made a this all happened in a few days, and they put it up on YouTube, and 10 million people saw it, 10 million hits, where you see the reporter go over to him, and fucking kids, the guy right away, he got into trouble with the police again. They probably beat up his daughter beat him up. I forgot who beat up whom. They made a reunion between him and his mother, the whole thing. But it's over. Like, he was like one of the most famous people in the world for a week. For a week. But that's what the Chavis Halvavus is saying. I'll tell you. The guy's name happens to be Ted Williams. That was his name. If you go to Google now and do Ted Williams, the baseball player's down and down.
Okay.
The first 20 slots is going to be this guy. And you click on YouTube and you hear, like, it's like a funny. I mean, he has like a, they want a deep masculine voice, a very deep voice. They want a commanding voice. It's a yeah, okay. People, you know, people are famous, you know. In our small world, let's say for an hour, people called me up. Oh, I saw you in Mishpacha magazine. You know, in our small world, that's called kavod. I'm not sure what the kavod is, but right. So people say, oh, I saw you in Mishpacha magazine. Well, like, you know, pretty pathetic, but that's, you know. But then it's over. You know, what you, no, it's a very important yisod, what the Chavit HaBavis is saying here, because it works the other way too. Sometimes people do things, let's say, even bad things, like, and they're embarrassed. You know, they say, you know, people, it's embarrassing for a week. After a week, no one remembers anymore. They're on to the next piece of gossip. You know, someone, you don't feel that way. Let's say someone gets, someone, I don't know, people, like, they're embarrassed to, oh, how can I go back to shul? You know, let's say someone would get divorced. Yeah, you're ashamed to come to shul, but the truth is, it's not like that. You think it's like that, but it's not. It's fleeting. Way, you know, after a while, nobody cares, nobody remembers, they're on to all the silly things in their lives. No one really cares. People think they're the object of, I did the Het Meir Rabban, right? Around 30 years ago, I did something which in my world, the yeshiva world, was the most famous thing to have happened in 50 years. I made the Het Meir Rabban for Malkiel. Forever. So that was like, I don't know, the kavod, maybe fame. I don't know if kavod is the right word, but like, it was the talk of the entire, the world that I occupy, the talk of the Frum Orthodox world. And when you're in it, so you think like that's all anybody cares about, everybody's talking about it, and then the phone's ringing, and the Misa, it lasts 3 weeks, 3 months, then it's over. That's what the Chavit HaBavis wants to tell the Yetzirah. It doesn't last. You know, when you're in it, you think that's like the most, like, a blast, you know, Mitzvah Shem's baby should be okay. So, you know, I'm sure there was a tekufa when they thought if they walk in the street, everybody's looking at them, and then the baby, ooh. And it, you know, you don't want to go outside, and you don't want the nudniks bothering you. You hang in there, and after 2, 3, 4 weeks, people are on to the next. So that's what the Chavit HaBavis is saying. You should tell the Yetzirah with kavod. If he tries to entice you, that you'll be the, you know, you'll be famous for Marshall McLuhan's 15 minutes. You'll be famous. Maybe it'll last a week or a month, then it'll be over. So it's not a reason to, it's not something to base. When Hashem is pleased with you, and Hashem gives you kavod, that's for eternity. But otherwise, it's very fleeting and superficial and shallow, and it's really nothing. Okay. Stop.